don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. It is a reality for many of us. You're put in a situation, you're just like, I don't want to tell you this. And that's why you come to us, and it's all about breaking bad news.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd like to have us.
I know,
if
right?
I had to break some bad news.
And we're free. Look at that.
There you go.
We're so giving. Mm-hmm. And this morning we have our girl Samantha on the phone. How are you, honey?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good.
We're good. So tell us what's going on.
What's
you're calling
on?
You know, to break some bad news.
Well, I have to let my best friend Darla know that her boyfriend tried to kiss me at the bar the other night.
No.
That's the gosh.
Worst. That is the worst.
And, really? You know, I've known David for a really long time, and he's just a complete a-hole. Man, he's always flirting with other girls, mm-hmm. and he's cheated before, mm-hmm. but Darla just looks the other way and doesn't believe it, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's interesting to me. So do you think she knows or she's in denial with these other ladies?
I think it's kind of a combination of both. You know, her self-esteem is not great because... Yeah. When you date somebody that's that mean and that kind of manipulative and who's out philandering, you know, it can't make you feel good about yourself.
Right.
No.
And he does this stuff in front of her, in front of her face all the time.
Well, he's always been a huge flirt. I mean, we went to high school together. I've known him for so long, and he hasn't changed. I'm not seeing improvement.
Did he try to get you to wear his letter jacket in school? Remember the letter jackets?
Thank goodness. No.
All right. Okay. This is unfortunate. Okay. So that's crazy. He literally tried to kiss you at a bar?
Well, yeah. I mean, he was flirting, and I was flirting back to see what would happen, and then he made a move,
she was giving him a booby trap.
A booby trap.
But, you know, he also knows that Darla's my best friend, so it's not, you know, it's not just some random girl at a bar. He made a choice.
So do you think it's going to mean more now that he was hitting on her best friend or something? Is that why you were flirting back or...
Yeah. I mean, that's ultimately what my thought process was. And I was a couple of drinks deep, so it probably wasn't the best decision.
Yeah.
But I also think I can't just sit on this information either.
Oh, my gosh. No, you're her best friend. She needs to know. Absolutely. I'm 100% backing you on that.
Yeah.
All right. So this is what we'll do. We will play a song next, and then we will help you to break the bad news to Darla that her kind of like scuzzy boyfriend hit on you now. So he fell for that booby trap.
That booby trap.
As in, I'm doing a little quote from the Goonies because I love some Goonies. All right. It's happening next for Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Wow. This is a really unfortunate, sensitive subject, especially if you have a best friend, your bestie's with someone, and you catch her man cheating on her, but with you, the dude trying to hit on you.
Yeah, yeah. I've been in that position before.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
It's a tough.
Yeah, I've never had that. I've seen it being done, but never to me. And Samantha, you're calling in because your best friend Darla's boyfriend actually hit on you the other night at the bar.
He didn't just hit on me. When we talked for a little bit, he then, like, made a move, like he was trying to kiss me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like you said, you went to high school with him, and this is what he's known for, cheating, and she just doesn't seem to get it. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to mute our line. Samantha, you'll be able to hear us, although Darla will not, and then we'll just eventually chime in to help you break this bad news. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right, girl. Good luck to you.
Hello. Hey, Darla, it's Samantha. What's going on? Hey, Mitch, how are you? What's going on? I'm okay. I have something I kind of needed to talk to you about, though. Do you have a minute?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, this sounds... are you all right? I'm okay. I mean, I'm as okay as I can be, but I God, I just don't know how to tell you this, but I have to tell you that I was out at a bar the other night, and I was a little bit drunk, and David was there, and he came over, and he was very, very flirtatious, and he actually made a move.
He was flirtatious with, wait, hold on, he was flirtatious with you, or with?
Ooh, yep, there it is.
With me.
Here, let's break in. Let's break in. Excuse me, is this Darla?
Darla.
Hey, Darla. Hi. This is Krista and...
And Tracy.
Mm-hmm. We're calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams with your bestie, Samantha. And girl, I know she just dropped a big bomb on you, and that's why she wanted our help, but it is true, and we are all about the girl power, honey.
Yes.
We're supporting her. It is true. Your man actually did try to hit on her. It did happen.
Okay. I don't understand. Like, how did he try to hit on you? Like, what do you mean? Like, he... I don't understand.
He put
what
his...
Did he do?
Yeah. Go ahead, girl.
You know, he was chatting and he started getting kind of handsy, like hand on the shoulder and like touching my
hair. Well, he's just affectionate like that.
Oh, no.
You know?
I know, but Darla, he leaned in to kiss me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did
he
really?
Really something that you mistake?
I mean, maybe you're just like, I don't know. I mean, you can like blow things up sometimes. Maybe it wasn't like, maybe it wasn't kiss. Maybe he just went in for like, I don't know.
So Darla, let me say this. Because Samantha says that she knows him pretty well. I mean, they went to high school together, and he has a reputation, what it sounds like, that he likes to do these kinds of things. Girl, it is time to wake up. This is your best friend telling you that he cheats on you and he hit on her. She's not lying, and this is your best friend.
Right.
I mean, Tracy, you said this happened to you.
Well, yeah, it's happened to me in front of my best friend.
I mean, he's really like affectionate and he's playful and he has like an outgoing personality, but I don't
do you think your best friend would lie to you about something like this? I mean, don't you trust her?
Well, I do, but I also, you know, I mean, I don't know. Maybe she's jealous of it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's, I don't think that's what's going on here.
Mm-mm. Well,
girl, maybe we need to take this off the phone, but I seriously think that there could be some, and I'm just throwing this out there, insecurities that maybe you need to overcome, because if you know that this is going on and you're turning your blind eye to it because you just want to keep him, that's not...
Well, I don't think anything is going on. I mean, I think that he's just very outgoing and that's just his personality.
Okay.
But I know, you know, I mean, we're very... You know, I mean, we're honest with each other, I think. I hope.
Yeah.
But...
Well, Samantha, why don't you and Darla, I mean, I'm sure you would like to talk to her more about this. I mean, obviously, you two are best friends.
Yeah.
This should not end your friendship, but I think there needs to be more conversation off air. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, honey.
All right.
Well, good luck to you girls.
Hope you girls can work it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember, stay together for sure.
Friendship.
Yeah, for sure.